This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Memorial Day morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning and happy Memorial Day to all of you in Peachtree Corners.
Yeah.
Peachtree Corners.
Yeah, up there in Gwinnett. Everybody be safe. You up that way. Be safe, period, if you travel around. There's a lot of the roads that have had a lot of rain overnight, and we don't know if we have any, like, standing water anywhere around the area. When you get as much rain as we've gotten over that period of time, sometimes that might be there. So, you know, watch out for the slick spots if you're moving around town. And later on today, people will be coming back home if they've been away for the holiday. And that also means if you're going anywhere near Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
Oh, please.
Hey, hello. All those people who, like, Thursday and Friday were taking off, a lot of them will be coming back.
And the people who are picking them up,
hey, you know what I mean? You got to watch out for that. That's in construction work and everything's being rearranged.
Yeah, that's the other
thing, too. They're adding new parking decks and all that kind of carrying on out there. So, you know, but meanwhile, there are a number of events. If this rain managed to stay away, will resume right around the corner from us here at Piedmont Park. They're getting set for day three of the Atlanta Jazz Festival. It's absolutely free. The weather's cooperated pretty much the first couple of days. They maybe got wet with the last act last night. But they do start at 1 o'clock today. We got Brandon Woody at 1 o'clock. We got Tyreek McDowell at 3. We got Charles McPherson, great saxophonist, at 5 o'clock. Diane Reeves sings at 7. And Joe Granson, know this guy. He's in town, plays with his big band. He's going to play his trumpet and sing, and the big band's going to play 9 o'clock tonight. You're going to have to take a little something to sit on out there because the grass is a little wet. Ground's a little wet. You're going to have to take your blanket or whatever, or, you know, just bring your chair and go out. And hopefully the rain will stay away. The skies are starting to part a little bit. Now we can see a little bit of blue among all the gray. And, hopefully people can go out there and can get it in.
You could not be more timely when you talk about jazz. And on this day, we give insignificant information.
On this day.
Or significant information.
On this day.
This day. This one is significant.
Okay.
As you go out to the jazz festival or just think about jazz today, say a little prayer for Mr. Miles Davis.
Okay.
Would have been his birthday today.
Oh, man.
So Miles Davis. Also, have you ever heard of Mr. and Mrs. Jacob Murdoch? You're talking about traveling, coming back to Hartsfield. The Murdoch family.
Okay.
Not that one. Jacob Murdoch and his family. Kids, family, they took a family trip. This was noted. This is something that has been chronicled. The Murdoch family were the first family to take a cross-country trip, and they landed on this day, May 26th. So they drove from L.A. to New York, and they landed in New York on this day. The question is, how long did it take them? And they did this as the first car drive from one end of the country to the other.
Oh, my goodness.
Family trip. First family trip.
No interstate. No interstate highway.
Yeah. So ask me how many. And this was in
these two-lane roads.
1908.
You have to drive through places, little small towns where the sheriff just sit there to make sure you go in 25.
And other things. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Jacob Murdoch with family. They chronicled this drive.
We're trying to get to New York. Well, you're going to do 25 coming through our jurisdiction.
They did it in a Packard.
A Packard, I can understand that. That's basically what a station wagon.
Something like that. It was big and it sucked up gas.
It was the SUV of its time.
Here's the thing. It took them 32 days.
Oh, man.
32 nice. Days, 5 hours, and 25 minutes.
You should have taken a train.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole point of it. They wanted to make this trip and chronicle it and become part of it.
And once they got where they're going, they needed another car.
Yeah.
It worn that one out.
Yeah, that one is a tire. You got to wonder where the tires.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a spare tire. I mean, there's so many logistical things you think about.
You can't drive that car anymore after that.
It was like the Blues Brothers when they got to the building, the thing just exploded.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? You can't do anything else with
came
that.
Came over to Golden Gate. How many bridges were there in New York in 08?
I don't know.
Brooklyn Bridge was there. But that's, I don't know how many of the other ones were, or at least completed. These are things you think about.
Yeah.
All right, on this this Monday morning here,
hey,
we got great news. And let's just call for them individually. But Atlanta United, we've had and God bless Jason Longshore. He comes on here and has been coming on every week.
And been giving us reason to be hopeful.
Exactly.
Giving us reason to be hopeful, things that he's seen. And he's been frustrated, too, because he's seen this team. I asked him, he's been up to watch training and see how this team trains during the course of the week. And you expected better results. You expected better results, and they kept getting disappointment. But, man, we let it all out last night.
Yeah.
Like I said, sometimes you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, Greg.
And it came through in Mike Conte's voice. And, Noel, whenever you are ready to hit that first one, we just want to hear goals.
It bounces along the arm of Evander. They play on. Evander digging for it along with Edwards. It rolls to Fortune. He'll fire it clear. And now there's a long run for Latte Locke, who's past Miazga. It won't be the keeper. Latte Locke dribbles past Salentano. Shot off the side of the net. Out for goal kick.
Hang on, that wasn't a goal. But that was still pretty exciting. No, that's all right. That's good. That's as good as a goal as you can get with the excitement. Because, see, we haven't heard that from Mike.
I know it. But let's hear the goal.
Up in the air, a scuff clear by Williams. It rolls back to Bukat. Attack continues. Evander in the left channel. Into the box now. Here's a cross to the penalty spot. Shot. Score! Cincinnati not going away, taking advantage of poor Atlanta United defending, and Valenzuela has made it 3-2. It's still not over.
Hey.
Yes, Gerardo Valenzuela scored to make it. It's 3-2 at that point when that goal was scored.
But I like that. We don't normally play the other team's goal, but you can hear the disdain in his voice.
Oh, yeah, now.
When you do that. So that was actually kind of nice.
Always.
We ain't heard that. That's nice. I thought.
We'd rather hear one when it's
right. Fortune trying to dribble out of a 1v2. He's able to center it effectively to Almirón, who plays it down the right wing now. Here is Moranchuk ahead to Saba, right corner of the 18. Saba dribbling into the box. Saba to the edge of the six. Saba with the cross. Score! It got all the way through to Jay Fortune, and it's 2-0. Hell on earth! Did that cross make it through so many legs to Jay Fortune?
And Jay Fortune with the goal that made it 2-0 for Atlanta United. And they got off to this great start. The crowd was all into it. And it just felt like and looked like what we had been expecting from this team. Brad Guzan made a season-high 7 saves, by the way. So he was back at work and having a great performance in goal.
These guys go at it again on Wednesday night. Oh, you want to play?
What else you got? Let us hear.
She's working on it.
All right.
She's working on it. You're putting pressure on her.
No, I'm not.
She's going to come over that table and that glass and smack us with a...
She's not going to.
Them new shoes she bought. Anyway, these guys go at it again on Wednesday. This
and
is
that's
what Jason
the thing.
Talked
you,
about
you,
this
you,
week.
You get a big win. You get the win that makes you feel like and look like what we all anticipated before the season began.
Right.
We got that. Okay, that was good to see. And you don't get a whole lot of time to celebrate and enjoy.
No, Wednesday versus Orlando, and then the big boys come in, the Red Bulls.
You know what I mean? So that's the thing. You got to turn right around and get right back out there against Orlando City. And so we see what this team is going to be able to accomplish. But it's still a good way to go into your week. And beating a team in FC Cincinnati that is up really toward the top in the East. They're in the second place in the East, and Orlando City is not far. They're in fourth place. So you having to go out and prove yourself against some teams that are off to really good starts. Atlanta United has had this struggling start to start this season. And so what better way to get things turned around with a team that has you go back and you look in the mirror in the locker room and says, okay, yeah, we are that good. We are supposed to beat these folks. You know what I mean? And because, you know, doubt can creep in. Doubt can creep in. And what you talked earlier about locker room and chemistry and what goes on and saying, you know, and you got Brad Guzan in there, and Miggy's back, but Brad has been that glue that has held things together, right? You know, and he's the voice. He's the voice in the locker room. He's the voice out on the pitch, right? Yeah. They can hear him all over that field. And so to have someone like that who's in there, and you know what he's done, you know what he's accomplished here, Yeah, I can imagine what the way the conversation goes now after a win like that. See, this is what we're supposed to be. And let's see if they can come and bring that back Wednesday night.
Well, that's the thing. And, yeah. And this is where, and I hate to use it again, but that's where the want to comes in. Whatever they did differently this game, now mind you, your opponent has to help. They got to play a certain kind of game, and then you go up against them, or a certain kind of match, excuse me. But it is a little bit of both. Is this fair?
What's that?
That teams now have an opinion of this Atlanta United squad, and they come in doing certain things because they have had such success.
You know what, though? It could be a thing where they know what this team has.
Exactly.
We need to come in here and get them while they haven't figured it out yet. And last night is a signal. It's the Sunday night game. It's just like Sunday night game in the NFL. Everybody else has stopped playing, so everybody's watching. All eyes was on that last night and says, okay, if you came down to Atlanta here through the first few months of this season, you're able to come down here and steal some points. Get your mind right when you come through here next time. You know what I mean? And I think it sends a message that not just that they win, but they win in the Sunday night prime time when the other teams and players are able to watch them and see this is the Atlanta team everybody saw when the season began. They're here now.
That was good.
Yeah.
I subscribe to that, especially all the way you said that.
All the way you said that?
Yeah, the way you said that. That was it reminded me of Cool Hand Luke.
They're here now.
Yeah. All right, again, money flying through the air. And I'm going to ask you about a certain character in the history of film that it seems that everybody does an impression of. Everybody. And it's because of the one actor who was the first actor to play this character. There have been many, many since then, but everybody, including kids. I will tell you about that coming up in the casting call. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam and Greg on this Memorial Day, Holiday Monday. Glad you are with us as we sit in for the morning shift and then part of the steakhouse in the next hour. We're here till 10 o'clock. Glad you are with us and hope everything has been safe and been a good holiday weekend for you so far. Hope everything is going to explain any events that you wanted to attend, if you had to hit the road and do any traveling. You know, if you had somebody, especially if there's any cookouts. And Greg and I want to know if you got any cookouts because we love to show up and we'll bring an empty plate and come over to your place. That's what we'll do. Hope as well. We had rain all this morning and it's starting to clear off. See the sun starting to come through. If you have any, like I said, any activities or events that you want to go to, welcome those who are in our city from out of town. We had MomoCon people in town, but some people may be in town for the Free Jazz Festival is in town. I think we had a Caribbean festival that was in town, part of downtown on Saturday as well. So people who are in town for different activities, but always remember the reason why we celebrate this holiday for those who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can enjoy the things that we enjoy today, right? So we reflect on that as well on this Memorial Day.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
And we're working on getting Terrell Thomas. Mellow. Driving them crazy or Sayla's got something going on with him. You know, he got youngins, and so, you know.
We'll see. But you know what? While we do it, it's a good time for me to get this story in that I promised you earlier in the show.
Ooh, this is nice. So we're going to save the NBA stuff until later.
We can save the NBA stuff if we want to.
Yeah, all right.
Here's a story. You know, the Braves are on their way. Well, the Braves, by the way, are not playing today.
Nope.
Which we all find to be a little odd. You know, they're on the way to Philadelphia. They're going to go up to Philadelphia and play three games up there against the now division-leading Philadelphia Phillies. And that's what we look forward to. It's another good test for this team with the return of Ronald Acuna Jr. with this team, this lineup. We look forward to seeing how well they, play against the team in the division. They've been playing against these, undivision teams. Haven't played a lot of division opponents so far this season. So now we're going to get into the division some. But, we're looking forward to seeing how they do against Philadelphia. Spencer Strider due to start the game tomorrow. So we're obviously watching that with a great deal of curiosity. But a player we're going to watch, is a team they play next. Boston Red Sox. Okay. Get some time against them. And so looking forward to this team because, they've had a call-up to this team that did something that reminded me a bit of something that happened with a player here in Atlanta many, many years ago. A lot of people, if you've followed the Braves down through the years, a guy named Pascual Perez that pitched here.
Okay.
Pitcher that came here. You know, you came here from – why are you laughing, man?
Because I forgot you did say you want to mention this. And when you mentioned Pascual Perez, it makes you smile if you know his backstory.
If you know him.
That's what I was laughing at. Yeah, and you got something that reminds you of that? I'm all here for that.
He was built like a toothpick with about 10 gold chains around his neck when he pitched. You know, out there for this guy. But anyway, he arrived with the team and he didn't have a Georgia driver's license. And that was the first thing. He got a Georgia driver's license. Now, wherever he was staying, which I don't know, maybe it's out somewhere near the airport. I don't know where he was staying. But the people told him, you know, you're 20 minutes away from the ballpark. You know, 20 minutes away from the ballpark. Just get on 85.
Mm-hmm.
He got on 285.
Yes, he did.
And just went around and around.
And it reminds
and
you,
around.
He did 62 miles a couple times.
He was out there driving around. And the thing of it is, he ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And when he stopped at the gas station, he said, I need some gas. And he told him who he was. And whoever it was, they were listening to the record. He says, hey, man, they're looking for you. Yeah, the stadium, yep. they're looking for you. Phil Niekro ended up starting that game, which Phil Niekro, the knuckleball, wasn't taking a whole lot for
right,
him.
Yeah.
He is trotted out there to the bullpen. But he went seven innings. The Braves had a losing streak going on. Perez shows up 10 minutes late for the game. You know, he shows up 10 minutes late. But the Braves break
I thought out. He missed out. He missed most of the game.
No, he didn't show up that late. I mean, I think when he got there, they were singing the national anthem. So he got there. But I mean, guys, if you go into a game and you're going to play.
I understand that, but I thought he missed.
He was supposed to pitch.
No, I get that.
To be the starting
pitcher. The story
was
I thought he missed most of the game, though.
No, he didn't get to play at all.
Right, but he got there like seventh, eighth inning. He circled the perimeter that much.
No, he circled on that much that you get, because usually guys get to the ballpark three and a half, 4 hours before a game. They get there real early.
But he
you
was
know,
flying
especially, in. Especially in this town because the traffic and wherever they may be living, right? So you get to the ballpark extra early. For a 7:30 game, you get to the ballpark 2:30, 3 o'clock.
No, you're absolutely right. But
right.
This is great. This is one of those things that's needed because there's been so many stories told about that event over the years.
It was in 1982. In 82.
It's morphed into either – he either missed the whole game.
Oh, he didn't miss the whole game.
No, I'm saying to you, this is the story. This is what happens in barbershops, right? And or he got there late, mm-hmm. seventh, eighth inning. I've heard that.
No, he wasn't that late.
But you – I'm saying working with you and you being here right now is telling the accurate – events of that day, as opposed to what's been said over the years.
Well, stuff in the barbershop will always get.
Well, it's like the people who were there when Hank Aaron hit the home run.
But there were 90,000 people there.
That's
there were 90,000 people that would tell you that they were there,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Right?
You know, and the stadium on the hill, 90,000 people. Anyway, Boston Red Sox have a young man that got called up to them. He's one of their top prospects. His name is Marcelo Mayer. And he was playing with a AAA team, Worcester. I want to say
Worcester?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's not like the sauce you put on your steak.
It's close enough.
Okay, well that's near Boston.
Yeah.
That's where the AAA guys, kind of like us, we got our AAA guys close by. We need to call somebody up, call them up. So they wanted to call this guy up. They said, okay, come up. You're gonna play with us this weekend. And so he gets calls from people and whatnot. And so there are these people who are from the team. Who are waiting outside the locker room to wish him well as he, you know, they found out he's got the call up and they're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for him to come out to go up. And he's having trouble coming up because he can't find his keys. he can't find his keys, man. So he got the call up to go up to the big time. Come on up to the show. Can't get there. And the thing of it is, like most minor, like in some minor league towns, I know, you know, when I worked in Greensboro, the Greensboro team had all the players basically stay in the same apartment complex. Derek Jeter and those guys all stayed in the same apartment. So the team will hook them up. Apparently, they had a similar arrangement here. He had lost his car keys several weeks and hadn't thought to go and replace them because he had a key to get into his place, you know. And so that didn't really bother him. He didn't have to drive his car. All he was doing is coming to the ballpark every day, right? And so now he doesn't have them keys. But you got to go because you've been called up to play at Fenway Park in front of and your family all knows you're supposed to be there. And so a clubhouse attendant has to drive him to Fenway.
Nice.
So he can play in the game. And he makes his debut. I think he got a couple of hits in the first game, but he's playing third base, shortstop for them. Marcelo Mayo is one of the top, prospects for the Red Sox. But he gets there, but barely, man, because he didn't have the key. And that made me think of Pascual Perez. Here's a guy, you wait all this time, you get a chance to make your debut, and, hey, how are you going to get there? But he made it.
Congratulations to him. That was nice. I always wondered why your voice was going up, though, when you said keys. Every time you said keys, your voice went up like you were 13 or something.
No, man, you got the keys. I mean, of all reasons, right?
Well, that's true.
Of all things to not have at a time like that, which told me he was not expecting this at all. But, I mean, if you're at that level in AAA, you're working because you know you're a heartbeat away from getting that call, right? Yeah. If you're playing in AAA baseball. And so he's so focused on doing what he's doing, to try to get that call. I mean, he gets it. Now everything else, okay, now by the way, you box it up stuff and whatnot, everything you got in your locker there in the clubhouse. But congratulations to him.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, is there anything that will make you cuss louder, whether there's kids around or not, in your house if you can't find, and that's your keys?
Yeah. Yep.
And then you feel old.
Yep, it's bad.
Walk around. And
I would say something about that. There's somewhere looking at me. The keys are somewhere watching you just go by.
And you got contraptions and little things that you could press to let you know where other things that are mm-hmm, lost. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, this thing that helps you find your keys, they don't have one for that. I'm just telling you, I have cussed louder than anything and backtracked and run a thing through the carpet.
Jesse hear you do that? Did Jesse hear you?
Yeah.
What?
Don't bring Jesse into this.
You do that in front of Jesse.
I got my bottom lip out for my lovely Jesse. She's getting older.
Yeah.
She got a little hitch and a giddy up.
Yeah.
Which is a part of that breed, terrier. And I'm gonna be just beside myself, almost walking in traffic when we eventually lose Jesse.
Yeah.
Because she's just been
Jesse's been your. You talking about your dog?
Listen,
Jesse's been your dog. Jesse's been there with you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
The road trips and you know what I mean.
We had a dog. I could actually say this because she's probably lying around there. Jesse, she's jumping at the radio right now. People that got dogs know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But the other dog, Roxy, I wasn't there to pick up Roxy. Tracy and McKenna went and got her. But I was there for Jesse. We went out to this farm up in Dahlonega that there's some angels up there who don't just rescue dogs. They rescue abused animals.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesse just looked, as you can imagine, just pitiful when we saw her. She still had stuff on her. She was thin. And Tracy didn't think I was going to say, I wanted that dog. But as soon as I saw her, I was like, yep, that's ours. And we talked. We took her. You met her.
Yeah.
And she was still kind of skittish then.
Yeah, yeah.
She wasn't used to just normalcy. In her life, she had just had all this crazy stuff happen to her first year. But anyway, Jesse she's turned into Bugs Bunny in the house, and it's her house, and we're stepping over stuff.
Oh yeah, now.
Yeah, Jesse just makes you laugh. But I've cussed in front of her.
No, that's terrible. I mean,
you lose your keys, man. You're trying to get someplace,
right?
It's different than losing your wallet or your license or even some money. You can leave and just take your chances with the cops not pulling you over,
right?
But you can't go nowhere when you ain't got your keys.
Nope. No, that's so true. So true. But this guy made it there. Marcelo Mayer, congratulations to him getting that call up.
Speaking of baseball players, you ever heard of Carlos Martinez? Carlos Martinez, you'd know him if you saw him.
Okay.
It sounds like a familiar name in baseball. But Carlos Martinez hit a home run on this day. And it is a famous home run. It is the home run he hit that bounced off Jose Canseco's head.
Oh, man, really.
This was the day that happened. So if you know the home run that bounced off Canseco's head and went in for a home run, happened on this date in 83. You know what happened on this date in 82?
Uh-oh.
Eminem's fourth album came out. You got the Eminem Show?
That's the name of it?
Noel's got it. Yeah. When,
No, we can't go to break with none of it.
No, I know that. One album of the year from Billboard.
Okay.
And won the Grammy for best rap album.
There you go.
So he had a pretty good year in 02. There you go. And I leave you as we go to break. Happy birthdays to Marion. Well, he's no longer with us, but Marion Morrison. Morrison.
Okay.
You know who that is, right? Mm-hmm,
very well,
do you know who that is when I say Marion Morrison? Probably one of the most famous actors, period.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know.
Tough guy.
John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
That's John Wayne's real name,
the
Marion
Duke.
Morrison.
The Duke.
Yes. So it would have been his birthday today. And ironically, the guy who's probably most famous for playing a cowboy or somebody from the Western on television, James Arness.
Oh, man.
They shared a birthday.
Really?
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon.
This is his birthday today. And John Wayne.
Mr. Dillon.
Go figure. It's Sam and Greg on this this 26th day of May, of Monday, Memorial Day. And want to thank the folks from the morning shift. Haven't seen Mike, haven't seen Bo, haven't seen Allie in a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met Allie yet.
Okay.
I've not met her. I heard she's just a beautiful person.
Mm-hmm.
Married to Mr. McCauley.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I heard Grant get a shout-out on the Braves game the other day.
Did he?
Yesterday. The guys were talking about something in the booth, and they said, I was having a conversation with Grant McCauley. And so Grant get a shout-out, man.
Shout-out.
In the Braves game.
Oh, the telecast.
Yeah, so anyway, we're in for the morning shift, and coming up top of the hour, we will be in for – and I saw steak at the game, too. I heard a shout-out to Grant, and then I saw steak sitting there in them big seats behind home plate. He was with somebody. That's where you would see steak, right?
Yep.
I could have sworn I saw steak the other day there at the game. So shout out to him. We're going to be taking over the steak shift coming up at 9 o'clock. But up next, folks, there is money flying through the air. Going to talk a little bit about some of these sports movies that are around the corner. One having to do with John Madden, the other one having to do with Mike Tyson. That is all coming up. And I'm going to let you know about how ESPN is looking for you. College game day needs some of you out there. I'll tell you about that next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com. Check out our website if you haven't anytime soon. Know that you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. Is this dude, would you say that women would say he's probably top two or three most sexiest men in the entertainment world still?
Still.
Would you say that's true?
Yeah. I give him that.
61 years old today.
Oh.
Lenny Kravitz is 61 years old today. The top three buttons on any shirt he owns still haven't been put together
yet. Never.
And he's still confidently
doing it. Not even close.
At 61. Now, here's what you got to wonder. Does his daughter and all the kids, are they still just – I don't think they even get embarrassed by him.
No, not anymore.
In fact, their friends probably want to meet him. I'm just saying, it's you know, listen, if I was Lenny Kravitz, all y'all could just, but God bless him. He still got it working. And he shares a birthday with a woman who's probably not happy to have this birthday today.
Oh, no.
But we have to acknowledge it because we all got to go through it. Turning 50 today, Lauryn Hill.
Oh, really?
I think she's happy about that. You can't do nothing about the birth certificate.
You can't do nothing about that.
Yeah. But she's 50 years old today. Let me start off with a couple things that I've been wanting to mention. This is the time we talk about casting call and the job opportunities that are out there. So, again, if you have any questions about any of this stuff, it's greg.clarksonodyssey.com. You can also see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X. It's there right now. And also on 929thegame.com/castingcall on our various websites. Coming up on June 3rd, Tuesday, June 3rd, they are going to be shooting something. I don't know what, but they're going to be shooting something for ESPN's College Game Day. And they need stand-ins. And it's on the casting call. It's the first one. Casting All Talent is reaching out to those of you out there. And there's certain body types they need. They need Caucasian males and they need black males.
Okay.
So you're going to see the breakdowns there. There's four particular needs and heights and weights and all of that. So you'll see it the first one. Casting All Talent, ESPN's College Day, Game Day needs stand-ins. Rose Locke Casting, she's doing a number of projects right now. One of them's called Breadwinner. They need those of you to just look like you're shopping at Walmart. I talked about this before. Sam, this is a great country. We got the film industry here, television industry here, and they're reaching out to people to be extras, and all they want you to do is, you know, sometimes sit and watch a show being filmed or walk across the street, be a pedestrian, or in this case, push a cart and be a Walmart shopper or an employee. They're going to feed you, and they're going to pay for it, and they're going to pay you. It's a beautiful place. So you'll see Breadwinner under Roselock Casting. Also need middle school kids, which, by the way, all minors got to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. And I got the link right there on the breakdown. You fill out the paperwork, takes a day, comes right back to you. If you got five kids in the house, you got one kid in the house. Each one needs a number. So you can't have one just for the house. The Good Daughter is another project that Rose is doing. Multiple needs for this one. Everything from lawyers to reporters, camera people, professional spectators. That's all there. DSL is an HBO limited series, Sam. There's a festival scene, outdoor music festival scene. Again, you're going to go be a part of this, sit down in the grass or in the chairs, wherever, and they're going to feed you and pay you to just act like you're at a festival.
All
this
right.
is beautiful. Central
Very
Casting,
cool.
Georgia, doing the HBCU pilot. I've mentioned this for the last couple weeks when we've talked about this. Don't know exactly what that is, but this week they are looking for black males and females to portray students at an HBCU. Now, there is speculation this is going to be a reboot of A Different World.
Different World, yeah.
Because it's directed by Debbie Allen. Well, mm-hmm. we'll see. And filming for that begins on the 23rd of June. Hilton Casting, doing Divorce Court.
Mm-hmm.
Getting paid to go sit and watch a court TV show. You'll see the dates that they have there. So these are the jobs
That's
in front of the camera.
That's with Judge Star Jones.
Star Jones. In fact, it says right here, they need paid studio audience members, to high energy. They need you out there. But Divorce Court is the longest running court reality show. Did you know that? Features Judge Star Jones, as you said, as she presides over real couples navigating the final chapter of their relationship. That's the best way to put it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, now, last week I talked about a big one. I left it on here this week because I'm not sure if all the roles have been filled, but this is probably one of the more bigger paydays that I've had on the casting call. There's a Project B commercial being shot, and it surrounds, among other things, pharmaceutical companies who deal with COPD, and
right.
help people, you know, drugs for that. So there are a number of needs for people who have real jobs to be a part of this commercial. And I say real jobs. I'm talking ranchers with horses, waitresses and waiters, first responders, quarry workers. I don't think I've ever asked for quarry workers before. Line cooks, factory workers, MTA employees, truck drivers, farmers, mechanics, electricians, welders, warehouse workers, plumbers. So all of that, everything else you can think of, Project B, this is a commercial, real people, real jobs. You want to submit for that as soon as possible. And it pays big money. And like I said, four digits. So, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. If you've got any questions about any of this stuff, and again, you can check out the list on Get Cast with Greg on X. And, you know, listen, most of you out there, I realize, don't need this, but there are people between jobs. Maybe you know some folks between jobs. You don't have to go out and get headshots for this stuff. You don't have to go out and get makeup and look beautiful, if you will. They want real people. They want those of you who, like I said, who look like you shop at Walmart. And they just need real, because that's what extras is. This is what background is. It's everyday life. The uniqueness of the people who you see when you get up this morning, go outside, and go wherever you're going. So, now.
Folks that look like folks.
Would you say that one of the characters, one of the horror movie characters, is somebody who everybody does? Dracula. If I told you Dracula, would you start doing it like Bela Lugosi?
No.
Why, well, who else would you do it like?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's no distinct sound, but I mean, he's the one that verbally people, I think, remember.
It is so verbal that they use it on Sesame Street.
Yeah, right.
That's Bela Lugosi. I mean, I don't know anybody who tries to do any other type of voice.
And think about how many more people have played that role since
he did
it.
That's the whole point. From Christopher Lee to Gary Oldman played it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But everybody talks like this, like Bela Lugosi, right? And then this is the count, the one, two. It made it to Sesame Street. I say all that. Getting a high five from Noel. I say that because today was the day the book was published. Bram Stoker's mm-hmm. Dracula was published on this day. And it just, like I said, the book is what it was. And the series of people who played that, when you think of the great horror characters. You start mm-hmm. with Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. You have all these others, and Frankenstein didn't really talk. So he's just,
yeah.
Kind of like, he's kind of in the category of odd job from James Bond.
Yep.
They didn't really say any much, but they just kind of grunted. But Dracula is always known to be connected with Bela Lugosi, that first actor. And the funny thing is, they don't do that with Sean Connery. Because when you mention James Bond, we kind of do a little, you know, Bond, James Bond. Is it sort of a Sean Connery thing?
No. I think everybody else kind of
made it their own. Yeah, but when you do the Bond, James Bond, you kind of do it like Sean Connery. I would think.
I wouldn't compare Sean Connery to the Bela Lugosi.
No, man. I'm talking about a recognizable voice with a character.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. David Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Keep an eye on the French. The match we were wondering about, Naomi Osaka, is down in like she's down in the first set, but she is playing right now. She's down 6-5 first set. Alcaraz was successful, and he won his first set, but we figured he would win his first match. As they're playing, continue to play.
All right, before we get on out of this segment here, and again, coming up top of the hour, going to talk more Braves. Jason, we're going to try and reach out to Jason Longshore because it has been a while. We don't want to wait any more time. It's been less than 24 hours after Atlanta United has won. And the way they won, we want him to come on and talk glowingly about the performance because that has not been the case this season.
And it's been a lot of glowingly.
So, we're reaching out to Jason. Hopefully he can join us. I apologize. We couldn't get to Terrell. Something must have happened this morning. Before we get on out of here, insignificant information from this day. Sgt. Pepper's was released.
Was it?
Were you a fan of that album?
It was good. That was a good album.
That was the change of the Beatles from one to another. But the unique part about that was the first two songs that were recorded for the album didn't make the album. The Beatles fans will always tell you that. The first two songs for Sgt. Pepper's, Strawberry Fields Forever, Penny Lane, aren't on the album. I know, you look like Scooby-Doo.
Why didn't they make that?
Well, you got to get George Martin and McCartney on the phone and ask them, really. But okay, they released them as singles. But, again, they got together for this session to start this album because this was the whole craziness with these guys then. They had lost Brian Epstein, their old manager, who made them the Mop Tops and all that. And then they came back and they're hanging out with the Maharishi and they're doing all that stuff. And then Sgt. Pepper's was this crazy recording session, too, that George Martin talked about, have to go get these guys out of bins because they were hanging out back here. And, hey, time to record again. And they're coming back floating at 36,000 feet. But those first two songs never made the album. So that's a little insignificant information about that. That was released on this day. Happy birthdays go out to Brett Musburger.
All right.
Can you tell the history?
You're looking live.
Exactly. And to watch that Celtic City documentary that's out right now, he's a part of that.
I'm sure.
So, yeah. Happy birthday, Brent. Darrell Evans, old Braves player. Fans will know him.
Mm-hmm.
Played for the Braves. What was it? The Tigers and I think the Giants. He was out there for a minute.
Again. Yep.
And anyway, that's it for now. Dan Rounfield, who also played here.
Yeah. Yep.
It would have been his birthday today. All right. What do we talk about and what do we hope is sustainable or right around the corner with this team, especially getting ready to head into this Phillies matchup?
So we're going to talk about when we come back? We can talk about it now.
Well, that was sort of rhetorical, but it was also something that you could tee up and then we would talk more about it.
Braves, we hope we can continue, like I said, the infusion of energy we got with Ronald Acuña Jr.'s return, and that we can keep getting good starts with pitching. That's going to be the thing we really watch for tomorrow because over the weekend, starting pitchers did well for the Braves. And so, didn't always show up in the end result, but, that's the thing you hope continues. You hope that starters continue to give you good starts, go 6-7 innings, and give the team a chance. If that happens, you're giving your team a chance. With the lineup the Braves have, you ought to be able to get the win.
I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with what you hope and articulate it might happen, and that is Ronald Acuña establishing himself as the leader of this team, not just on the field but also in the locker room.
He doesn't have to be the, but what one of?
Well,
that's more so than what it has appeared to be in the past. You're not in the clubhouse, so you don't know.
No, we don't. We don't.
But it doesn't appear to be that role. But I think he's taking on that role a bit more and just being a little more responsible, right? And accountable in that way. And also on the base. Like we said, when we saw him get that base hit, the first night back, and he took that lead off first base. We all kind of collectively went,
Well, you did.
I
don't mind him saying, but I don't need to see that right now.
Yeah,
I just don't. But what I was going to get at, the other thing is his play and the energy that he brings. Hopefully, permeates throughout the team, because who does not want to hustle now when you see this dude who's just coming back
right
from injury and he's breaking his you-know-what out there and we're just kind of going through the motions. I'm hustling, you know, some of the time, but I want to see that as something. And that's also something a leader does.
That's true.
When they come
back.
That's true. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more as we head into the 9 o'clock hour and what is normally the steakhouse, but on this Memorial Day, it's just Sam and Greg. We'll be back. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.